U.S. Representative Raul Grijalva, a Democrat from Tucson, views this moment as Peltier's last chance at freedom. He and 30 other congressional Democrats are calling on outgoing President Joe Biden to pardon Peltier.
This effort is probably one of the few, if any, left in order to turn this around.
In July of this year, the U.S. Parole Commission denied Peltier's release. He's currently serving time at a federal prison in Florida. In a letter to the Parole Commission, FBI Director Christopher Wray said Peltier murdered the young agents in cold blood. He urged the commission, in the strongest terms possible, to deny Peltier's parole. Wray says he will step down as FBI director when the Biden administration ends in January. Earlier this month, President Biden designated a national monument at the Carlisle Indian Boarding School in Pennsylvania. This follows a formal apology by Biden in October on behalf of the U.S. government for the schools and policies that supported the boarding schools. Peltier is seen as a symbol of racism and oppression against Native Americans by the U.S. criminal justice system. Some call him America's longest-serving political prisoner, who is also a boarding school survivor. Representative Grijalva says Peltier's release could add to Biden's legacy.
The legacy is to turn around something that fundamentally was wrong. The legacy is to place the issues of injustice and rights of indigenous people right at the center of the discussion, you know, and that continues to be the issue.
For National Native News, I'm Lee Strubinger.